The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Don't know why.
What is this?
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
I love Frank Sinatra.
Quincy Jones. Stormy
depressing,
weather.
Depressing, no relationship. I'm depressed, come on!
Valentine's Day is
right
around the corner.
Frank Sinatra with Joe Piscopo. You got to come out flying, Albert. You got to come out flying with something.
Yeah, I know, but
come
it's stormy
fly
weather.
With me. Oh,
nobody's
I get
flying
it
today.
Nobody's
flying today.
You know what? It's true. When is the storm coming in? Do we know what Joe Lumberg
supposed
said
to be hitting now? Again, they're
all
talking
right
about changing
all
to
right
rain in the mid-afternoon,
right,
but there's going to be a lot of sleet and ice. I think it's going to be worse, more for the commute
okay
home than it is right now.
I think I'm staying in the city. I think I'm going to just stay in the city. I haven't been home. A little homesick, but I got everything done, and I'm going to just stay in because I think we have meetings and dinners and big announcement at 8 o'clock in an hour. You don't want to miss Joe on the radio, please. Phone the neighbors, wake the kids. This is an extravaganza you don't want to miss. How much do you miss Letterman, right? Hey, and 8 o'clock, we have a big, big announcement that we want to tell you about live in the studio. So we're very excited about that. Chef David Burke will join us. Eileen Fisher, matchmaker, the great, the one, the only, the legend, Rod Gilbert on the show. Is that the funniest thing? I say to Frankie Fibros, I texted him yesterday. I said, Gilbert's coming on the show. And I write G-I-L-B-E-R-T, Gilbert, thinking that he knows it's Rod Gilbert. He thought I booked Gilbert Gottfried.
That's great.
Gilbert.
Well, it's spelled the same way.
Right, but I was happy
you were
because
always refer to Gilbert Gottfried as Gilbert.
Gilbert, that's right,
yeah,
right.
But I was also happy we didn't have to get him a car or an Egg McMuffin.
Gilbert.
On his rider,
so,
yeah.
Matter of fact, so I'm doing the show, and now we're out in Beverly Hills, and I'm for the Sheila Carr Health Foundation, and this is the number one cardiologist, among one of the greatest in the country. She, a great gal, and a great doctor, and I'm out there, and the crew is there. Like, when I work at the Plaza in New York, some of these high-end hotels, they are great. They are like the sound is always great. The crews are always great. I love the working class. Like when I'm out there and they're serving dinner, you know, and I always get out of the way. I was teaching Olivia how you got to make way for the folks that are working there. And it was just really, really great. And I'm out there. And one guy comes over to me. One of the servers comes over to me and goes, Hey, man, has Gilly been on your show? Like out of nowhere. He's talking about Gilbert Gottfried. Isn't that funny? After you know, so I go, what? He goes, oh, I listen to Gilbert's podcast. And I went,
very popular podcast.
I'm supposed to be doing that podcast. Remember what we said?
Yeah.
We got to go on the show. So I got to call Gilbert Beyond it. So I'm talking with the guy in between servings while I'm doing my show.
It was like a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried. That Gilbert's here already?
No, I think.
What, that I'm supposed to do it? Yeah. Well, I'm a little slow. But I got to get on. And so we will book Gilbert. But right now, the great Gilbert, he's doing a big thing tonight, I believe, where they're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. And Rod will tell us all about that. And Commissioner will join us 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. And I see the phone calls. I'll grab in a second, 877-970-2999. I want to talk about the president's speech yesterday in El Paso, Texas. It was great. I don't know how what the other side could put up against President Trump to beat President Trump, and just staying objective, you know, and just staying pragmatic and right down the middle, really. And I don't want to hear pro this, pro that, anti this, anti that. I don't know how you beat the guy because he is in tune with the people. The fact of the matter is, I don't know this wall situation. They said now they made some kind of give and take on the Democrats' part. Did they work it out? We heard this last night as the president was stepping in front of the people, the tens of thousands of people, and yes, tens of thousands of people outside the stadium waiting to get in. It's like he's like a rock star, and they can't stand that. They just can't stand it. But the fact of the matter is, is he going to build the wall? Is he not going to build the wall? The progressive socialists, what a mess, by the way. And I lived it yesterday, because what's happening in California, as glorious as it is, and if, stay with me with the, if you would, for a second. I speak to you like you are this family as we gather around our virtual kitchen table every morning. What's happening in California, the very rich, and I happen to be in the upper echelons because I was a guest, and they brought me out, and I was treated at the very top. And I told my daughter, my Olivia, my 14-year-old, do not, this is not the real world. But it is glorious. In Beverly Hills, how they treat you, you can't believe how beautiful it is. It is world-class. But that's where we're going in the country. It's going to the very rich and then the rest of us. There's no middle class. The poor are going to get everything for free. The middle class is going to pay for the poor. The very rich, they don't care what you tax them. They're going to be able to make it. And the rest of us are going, well, where are we in the middle of all this? And where are you? On a tarmac waiting to get on a plane because they can't do the construction properly because a lot of California now is like a third world country. How did we get here? And that's where they're trying to take us. It puts us in, and I saw it so clearly. What sometimes when you step away from your home a little bit, you take a look out and you see what's going like that. They just want to put their power in control. Then I listened to what some of these politicians were saying, and we've been railing on it since day one. And I like the entertainment value of it all. Guilty as charged, you know. When Ocasio-Cortez is out there, it's great. It's refreshing. It's not dour. It's not Chuck Schumer dour. It's not Nancy Pelosi with the teeth thing. It's not that. It's just like a fresh face, you know. Beto O'Rourke as well. But listen to what they're saying, and it's plain scary. It's scary. They have no concept of reality. And all they will do is put themselves in power, you and I found this yesterday, flying around, we are minions. We are minions, and we will be in a third world country. We will be Venezuela before you know it. And then I see President Trump standing up there, man, and he's just ripping it up in El Paso, just trying to, oh, is the wall a political thing? Is it not political? I don't care. We need it. You need some kind of border control. And he's right in saying that. But I don't think they're ever going to settle this thing. So, Frankie, before I get to some other issues, I wanted to rail about that. And I know when you're with me, and forgive me, I'm all fired up this morning because I'm good. It's nice to be back. And I'm just, when I step away, sometimes I see the world more clearer, you know, when I get out and I see the dangers that we have, what that is taking over this country. And I have to explain to my 14-year-old why we're waiting in line and why there's disrespect and how can an airline treat you like this. And then why are you treated like a god when you go to the upper echelon of society and how it's getting all messed up the way the country is and how we stay on track and how to stay humble through it all. But is there a deal in place with this wall? What were they talking about? Even the president, he was only briefly before he stepped in front of those people and talked to Laura last night.
But so there's a tentative deal, right? So
there is one in place.
The tentative deal includes $1.3 billion for physical barriers.
Right.
It's a type of fencing that resembles the steel slats that Trump has called for, according to what some aides are saying. Now, in exchange, Democrats agreed to drop their demand to restrict the number of people who can be detained by ICE. Apparently, this is not being met in right-wing quarters with a lot of enthusiasm. Sean Hannity, for instance, said last night, I'm going to tell you this tonight, and we will get back into this tomorrow. Any Republican that supports this garbage compromise, you will have to explain.
What? Sean
said
that?
They're calling this the Hannity veto.
Sean is, listen, I know I'm going to take off the Democrats. Sean is a great guy. He's a good, great patriot, and he's a good family man, and one of the nicest guys I've ever met, Sean Hannity. But now he's going against this. And
yeah. The reality of the situation is, I think with a Democratic House, this is the best that the president is going to hope to get, you know, under the circumstances, right? So, look, you'd rather have 55 miles of fencing or, you know, than no fencing at all. So, I mean, it can't hurt.
Yeah, even Marsha Blackburn, I'm reading here off of Twitter from Maria Bartiromo's account, I will not support a bill that includes cutting the number of beds in ICE detention centers. I mean, this is where we're down to? They got to worry about this? They can't work this out? Mr. President, build the wall, declare an emergency. Onward and forward, next. That's all you got to do. It's an emergency. I can't deal with this anymore. I'm the president of the United States. Boom. I think at 52%, excuse me, approval rating, that people don't just want, they want to put the end to this nonsense. When I'm on this show and I tell you I am pro-Israel, and I know because I was brought up with my Jewish friends, and, you know, perhaps I am biased. Perhaps I am a Zionist because I was brought up and I saw it firsthand. I understood the Holocaust because I met people from the Holocaust, and I saw exactly what the Jewish community went through and how Israel should stand strong and support the state of Israel. And then I see the anti-Semitic rise that is not unlike 1936 Germany. That scares me as an American. And when you see people get elected, I'm gonna get into it now. 14 minutes after 7 o'clock. Forgive me. I know we'll have some fun, and we will. We'll have a great show, and we'll have some fun along the way. But don't tell me that you came from Somalia 23 years ago, and now you're in the House of Representatives. You came from Somalia. Excuse me. Isn't Somalia where they drag United States Marines through the streets in their underwear? And if I was the president of the United States, if I was Bill Clinton back then, you know what I would have done? God forgive me, in the name of Jesus Christ, forgive me. I would have nuked the whole thing. You drag United States Marines through the streets, nuke it. Make it sand. Make it glow, Mr. President. We walked away. We walked away. Not only did we walk away, we bring Somalians to Minnesota. They get voted into Congress. They hate Israel. They hate the Jews. They're in the United States Congress. How did we get here? Finally, I've been railing about this from day one. Railing about it. I lived it. I know it. I see it. I feel it. And then Chuck Schumer's running scared in that little fetal position that he gets in. Nancy Pelosi's afraid to say anything. Who steps up? Congressman Lee Zeldin steps up. He gets these racist phone messages. Congressman Peter King, always stellar, always up front, always fighting for his constituents. He steps up for the Jewish community. Then, and only then, does Chuck Schumer go, oh, yeah. And Pelosi go, oh, yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to have to, this Omar, this Tlaib, these two very dangerous women who come from Michigan, one Michigan, one Minnesota, where they came from other countries. How do you come from another country like Somalia, where you're dragging United States Marines through the streets, come here and then love America and understand America how we do? You know what? You know what the answer is? You can't. You don't have the fiber, the love, the patriotism. You don't have it. You don't understand it. You're coming from an outside. And then we're letting these people into Congress. And then the Democrats aren't shutting these people down. And the only reason they did it is because Congressman King stepped up and Lee Zeldin stepped up. And we have been talking about it from day one till I'm blue in the face. You look now, if you're watching on TV, my face is blue. I'm blue in the face telling you about that. You got to stand up what we believe in. Israel is our friend. You have to support the Jewish community. I mean, and forgive me. I get fired up, and I'll tell you what. I meet this guy, George Bercy. That's his event I was at. They were honoring Dr. Bercy. And when I tell you, he was in Hungary. He was on a death train to one of the death camps during the Holocaust in the Second World War. The man is 98 years old. He's on the train. The Russians strafed the train, right, because it was a German train, and they didn't know what to do. All the people in the cars on their way to a concentration camp didn't know what to do, and the doctor says all he heard was run, just run, and they ran, and he escaped the Holocaust. How about that? Where does he end up? In Budapest. He ends up, now Stalin takes over in the Second World War, Joseph Stalin, as evil as Hitler ever was, right? And Stalin, now he's got escaped Stalin, and he escapes Stalin, and he goes to Australia, Dr. Bercy does. This is a great story. Then he ends up in the United States of America. At 70 years old, he comes to the United States of America, escaping the Holocaust, escaping Joseph Stalin, and he becomes a world-renowned, you know, esophageal surgeon, this man at 98 years young. That's what I'm talking about. If that's not a great American success story, coming to this great country, how do you not embrace that? How do you not embrace that? And yet you are letting people into Congress now that want to stop that, that want to come into the country saying, oh, well, we believe in what we believe, what we were brought up with. And you want to support people who teach death to the Jews, death to Israel. We got a disconnect here. And you know what? You got a president who is so pro-Israel. He makes Jerusalem the capital of Israel. He's got his daughter converts to Judaism. Yet the trans Burns. What they try to do on the Democratic side, they blame the president like he's anti-Semitic. No, you know what's happening. I know what's happening. This is dangerous. And we, you know what's scary? We have to force Schumer and Pelosi to turn it around. We have to force them to stick up for the Jewish community. They weren't going to do it. Trust me. Until it got so bad, until I start railing about it on the radio, on this flagship station of Salem, until Congressman King starts railing about it. They go, oh, well, gee, maybe we should say something. I'm telling you what, stay strong. You have to stay right in touch with what you believe in, man, because I'm telling you, they're trying to take it away. And then when I see what's happening out in the West Coast, that third world country where they can't quite get it together, they want to make us all the minions, it ain't going to happen. We got to stay online, stay front and center, man. Debbie, I'm telling you, I'm fired up. You see it when you leave a little bit. You know, you see the danger of how the country could crumble away little by little. But we ain't going to let it happen, Deb. We ain't going to let it happen. I'm going to stay right on it. And we're going to do it in an amicable way, and we're going to smile, and we're going to laugh along the way. But we will get there, Debbie. The people, will prevail, right? Hey, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and Commissioner Couric's going to join us in about 20 minutes. A special announcement at 8 o'clock, Deb. Yay. You don't want to miss it. Don't want to miss it, Debbie Duhame.
I'm ready. Excited. All right.
And now the snow's coming in, and we want you to be careful. We want you to stay home. State of emergency in the state of New Jersey. Is that's not taxes. That's snow. That's taxes.
It's both.
Both, right? Right.
My property taxes are state of New Jersey.
Let's spend all the money.
Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? 20 after 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to New Jersey Transit. 4 canceled trains this morning. Let's also tell you the downtown F train. We're seeing some delays because of a stalled work train over at Church Avenue. It's kind of busy, guys, on the FDR drive south at 116th Street. It's an accident and some stop-and-go traffic as well on the West Side Highway southbound as you exit from the GWB. Watch for slowdowns on the Grand Central Parkway west out by LaGuardia. And alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound GWB looks fine. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 5. Holland, about 15. Sponsored by MedExpress Urgent Care. Beat symptoms to the punch this winter with convenient walk-in care from MedExpress. With everything from strep tests to flu shots, treatment for fevers, viruses, and more, MedExpress is here to help you stay ahead of sick. Snow is on the way. Get ready. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Blue Emu. Blue Emu Lidocaine Cream and Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Cream both are deep penetrating and odor-free. Beat the pain two ways and live life. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street after the tentative deal to avoid another partial government shutdown. Amazon is buying Aero, a tech company that provides wireless coverage without a traditional router. Aero is a step toward a connected home. The purchase price wasn't disclosed. A new version of Toys R Us could be back in time for the holidays. Former Toys R Us executive Richard Barry leads a new business called True Kids Brands. He says they're looking into standalone stores and some within existing stores. You could own a piece of the movie Trading Places. A small part of the film's royalties is being sold on Royalty Exchange. MarketWatch says ownership starts at $67,500. The Dow dropped 53 on Monday. The NASDAQ was up 9. The S&P up almost 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, and use discount code The Answer.
Oh, Albert, you don't want to know. 725.
Killing me.
No. Why do I need the matchmaker when I have Al right next to me giving me advice?
Because I'm right. I'm telling you, I'm right. Just, you know, stick
all
with
right,
me, kid.
All right. All
You'll
right.
be fine.
All right.
Happy, fine.
Happy, fine. Right. Hey, you know what, Frankie? I want you to consider. I know you got your plans. Don't you hate when people, when you say you're getting married and they tell you what you have to do?
All the help I can. But Joe, tell us what
France, Dutch, or Cliffs. France, Dutch, or Cliffs. This is where you got to go. If you got a wedding approaching, Frankie, something like that, something to think about. By the way, this is the ultimate corporate party. Mr. Crowley put this together for us. We go out with the schmooze crews, I call it. I love this.
Right.
We go out with all the great people that sponsor the show, and we go on France, Dutch, or Cliffs. We were on the Atlantis, Captain Fred. It does a great job. We perform on there. The food is spectacular. Don't they make the bread right on the cruise?
Yes, they do.
Right on board.
Make the rolls
right
on board.
It's so. And then Fran's there to meet you. Then I love the chocolate. Did you eat the chocolates that she gives out when you leave?
Oh yeah.
That's the end of the trip. The food.
I know. But I'm in the car. I'm hungry. I reach down in my car. I'm starving because I live out of my car.
Right.
And I say, Fran's Dutch, a class chocolate. Wow, this is great.
And for Frank, this is a great way to have your wedding and cut the guest list down.
I know.
That's the problem. Dramatically.
And you know,
nice and tight.
And you know what? And if a private yacht is not in your budget, you could also do an on-deck charter right there. It's gorgeous. This is great. You have to think about this: bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, for parties, corporate. I'm telling you, to all the corporate cats that listen, a lot of my friends have law firms. Go on to Fran's Touch of Glass. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. She can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Again, guests can board at convenient locations throughout the whole metropolitan area. You got to check out, please, franstouchofclass.com. franstouchofclass.com. Fran will tell you personally, what a great gal. She'll tell you exactly all the amenities, the delicious cuisine, and all the details and the services provided. franstouchofclass.com or call 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or again, franstouchofclass.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
All right, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs Murano, Big Al Gattulo, and Debbie Duhaime. We are your very humble, ready for drive time players on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. You can get us on YouTube. You can get us on Facebook. It's great to be home. I missed you, and thank you. I'm reading from Joseph on Twitter. This is so nice, talking about my daughter, taking my daughter out to Beverly Hills, and she was so cute. She just wanted this little ring, and I'm telling you, the littlest thing in all of Gucci on Rodeo Drive at Beverly Hills. And I said, you know,
let me just get this for her. I said, honey, you like this? Oh, daddy, I like one. You know what she said to me? My daughter goes to me, and when we're at Gucci, and the gal is there, and it says, as high end as you can, and I'm glad that I could bring my daughter within this high end world. As I teach her humility, I said, but this is the other side of the spectrum, and you are such a glorious child. You deserve it. I go like this. She looks at this little tiny ring that is really nothing in the world of Gucci dumb, you know, and she goes, oh, the only other jewelry I got is from Kohl's. from TJ Maxx. She says that to me at Gucci. And I go to the girl, take the ring. We're going to take the ring. This is your first real jewelry, sweetheart. It's yours. You deserve it. Oh, did that break my heart? She goes, the only jewelry I ever had was from the TJ Maxx and Kohl's. I said, you know, could
it's
they
your
buy
daughter.
It? Oh,
yeah, all right.
I love it. So if I can spoil your baby. So, Joseph, thank you. Yeah, I have this nice, nice tweet from Joseph. Very hard to drive
That's
to
nice.
Work with tears in my eyes. Such a nice story about you and your daughter. You are a good man, Mr. Piccolo. God bless your
Piccolo.
Family and your crew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Piccolo? Whatever. I guess it was. Oh, it was probably
correct.
Joseph, thank you so much. We appreciate it very much. But
Pesci, Piscopo,
yeah,
Piccolo.
Yeah,
all right.
Oh, man. But it's funny, man, being out. You know who I met? Lee Daniels. You know, he did Butler. He produces Empire. He's the great director, producer.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He's on fire.
And he did the Butler, right?
Yeah, he did. Absolutely.
Yeah, great film.
So I'm looking down, and Sheila Carr is a pip. She's a beautiful Indian-American gal, coming, brilliant cardiologist, and she knows everybody. Larry King is like, he wasn't there, but
hello.
She's personal.
I didn't get an invite. I was busy.
If Larry showed up, I'm going to put on the phone with Al.
Oh,
so Al could, hey, Larry, my news guy does a killer impression of you. I was going to do
probably
that.
Would have called me. I would have been asleep. Yeah.
But she's Anderson Cooper. She knows everybody. I look in the crowd. I'm up on stage. And at the end of the night, and by the way, Livia and I did Butterfly, Fly Away.
Nice.
The Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus. And then we do
City
of Stars. We did. She nailed it. She was great. The mayor of Beverly Hills gives Olivia his pin that says, Mayor Beverly Hills says, you are going to go places here, sweet. It was just one of those great nights.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
Look in the audience, and there's Lee Daniels. I go, Lee, so we're talking. And I hope he doesn't mind me telling you, but I started talking about Frank Sinatra and about the Rat Pack and how he played it when I was with the old man. And people can't believe that now because everybody's so young. You guys, too. I was like, you actually worked with Frank Sinatra? That's how old I am. And Lee was going, whoa, man, he's doing a full-out, full-blown, full-out feature. And a musical, Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh, wow.
I said, Lee, come here. I said, let me thank you. This, because Sammy was the greatest of all time. And if you're younger and you're listening, you got to Google Sammy Davis Jr. He told me stories that I didn't know about Sammy, and I forgot about. When Sammy was on his deathbed, the IRS just went after him. Talk about me hating government, getting involved. The IRS went after Sammy on his deathbed. Mm. And I remember we had Irv Pazowski's a doctor that gave me the curate of cancer back there. And I was in L.A. I remember, and Irv was Sammy's doctor. How's he doing? Great. He was doing great, but Sammy had the throat cancer, dying. IRS comes in, starts selling his stuff off while he's dying on a deathbed at Cedar Sinai. The government, like that. Frank Sinatra, and I don't think the Sinatra family will mind me telling you this, the old man, Mr. Sinatra, put $1 million in a briefcase, said, take this to Sammy and to Altavis and whatever they need.
Wow.
Make sure that any I heard, and this is what Lee told me, that the old man stopped it all like that. What a great, we don't know the half of what Sammy went through, you know, so I hope that's going to be a great, great day.
Absolutely.
Hopefully a play, hopefully a movie as well. So you get all the inside line. Hey, can I go to Tom before we break, guys? Tom's been waiting for such a long time. I apologize for that, Tom. Good morning to you. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Mr. Piscopo.
Piccolo. Piccolo,
you're not
yeah.
Cheap. You're not cheap, you're thrifty. Number two, Frankie Five Burrows could have his thing on the Staten Island Ferry.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Liberty.
I like that.
Now for the real point.
Yeah.
Here we go. President Trump, before he was President Trump,
yeah.
Right? He was a businessman, street smarts, and common sense. He's going to be reelected in 2020.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do this emergency thing for the wall. The wall's being built. He's going to get it all done. And not a problem. He's
all
not
right.
going to have to do it. If he has to do it, he'll do it. But he doesn't have to do it.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. By the way, before we break again, 7:33, Bernard Kirk will join us momentarily. And Al's going to give us the news. Debbie has the traffic. The governor and the president today New York meets New York down in Washington, Frankie?
Queens and Queens, yep. That's right. They're going to apparently be discussing the SALT tax deduction, which, as anybody that's already filed their taxes in New York knows, has taken quite a bite out of New York taxpayers.
SALT raises your blood pressure one way or the other, right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
so, can you explain that? Because I know Peter King, actually, and Mr. Swazi out there have a great kind of package.
So, SALT is an acronym. It stands for state and local taxes, right? Yeah. So, previously, before the tax reform bill, you were able to deduct that. You know, so everything you paid in local property taxes, local income taxes, you could deduct that from your federal taxes. So if you were in a high tax state like New York or New Jersey, you got a little bit of a break on your federal taxes. The original version of the GOP tax bill did away with that entirely. Then, thanks to some advocacy from folks in our area, including some folks that aren't there anymore, they were able to get at least $10,000 in SALT deductions. So you can now deduct your first $10,000. But it's still not a lot if you live in New York City, for instance.
Yeah,
so Andrew Cuomo, he represents a lot of these people that are particularly hard hit by this. He's going to go and hopefully try and make his case to the president to do something.
Oh, I would love to be in that room because they've known each other for like ever. Didn't the president was invited to Andrew's bachelor party? Right.
He wasn't there, but he did record a video and he warned him not to cheat.
Oh, great. At the White House? Andrew Cuomo at the White
House? That's the plan, yeah.
All right. Well, maybe it'll all work out. Maybe not. At least, you know, whether you agree with who you agree with or don't agree, you know, it's great that when people sit down in a room can work it out.
Absolutely.
And we'll stay track on this whole wall thing and see exactly what's going on with that as well. 735 with Joe on the radio, and Bernard Kerik will join us momentarily. Big Al Gattulo standing by to my left right here. He's got the news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
31 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As we were just talking about, Governor Cuomo meeting with President Trump today to discuss recent changes to the federal tax code, a tax reform package that was pushed through in 2017, capped the state and local tax deduction at $10,000, which Governor Cuomo says targets states with a high cost of living. President Trump has expressed some willingness to reinstate the full SALT deduction in recent days. Governor Cuomo says the state faces a budget shortfall of over $2 billion, which he blames on the changing tax code and high-income residents leaving the state. The New Jersey State Department of Transportation issuing a winter weather alert for today due to the potential of today's winter storm. And NJ DOT reports it has 2,500 plows and spreaders at the ready to be activated anywhere that's needed. Tree cleaning equipment standing by to make sure utility companies can handle power issues and so plows can properly clear roadways. Residents advised to avoid unnecessary travel. Consider working from home if possible. There is a state of emergency in the state of New Jersey. In sports, Knicks with a franchise record 17th straight loss, this time to the Cavaliers 107-104 in Cleveland. Nets lost to the Raptors in Toronto 127-125. College hoops tonight on The Answer. St. John's hosts Butler pregame at 8:10, tip-off at 8:30. You can listen to that game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect. Let's go out to New Jersey Transit. You're on time, but 6 canceled trains with positive train control. Over on the F train, everything back on or close. We're seeing delays now on the PATH trains with signal problems as you head out toward 33rd, Hoboken to 33rd. Inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, that's 10. Lincoln's okay. No problems to report at the GWB. Watch for slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. And traffic is moving solely eastbound BQE up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic building at the Williamsburg Bridge getting into town as well. Harlem River Drive southbound really busy down toward the RFK and the Grand Central Parkway westbound stop and go heading out toward LaGuardia Airport. Let's go over to Nichols Road northbound up by Nisconset Highway. That's a two-car collision as well. And traffic slowing down over on the Taconic as you head down through Red Hook with some ongoing road work. Checking in on the forecast, snow turning to rain later on today. Expect some sleet and freezing rain as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame, 738 with Joe on the radio. Come on, this time, Shari's Berries. How many times have I got to tell you this? You're going to love it. I have done that before. I've done the roses, and I sent Shari's Berries, and I sent them to, I cannot wait. You know why I'm excited today? I sent a dozen Shari's Berries to my daughter, Alexandra, I sent to, and her roommates, because I know they're going to love it. The berries are always fresh, 100% guaranteed, by the way. Fresh, tasty, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles. Ugh, dark white milk chocolatey goodness. Anybody who loves chocolate, you're going to love these berries. And so I sent them to Alec. Then I gave it to a business partner, my gal friend. I said, she's my business partner. I said, hey, I just sent a dozen Shari's berries. Thank you for all you do. Happy St. Valentine's Day. You got to do it. It makes the best impression. Shari's berries. Now, we have a special deal for you. And don't forget, let me reiterate, if I may, Shari's berries arrive fresh with 100% Shari's berries guarantee. Remember when Shari's berries were kind enough to send the berries to the studio with the flower? The berries were so fresh. And the flowers, too. You can get flowers with the berries. Ship anywhere nationally. Give sweet somethings to your long-distance love. Just saying. Valentine's Day. It's a couple days away. Come on. Send her the Valentine gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams. Starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. If you order now, you make this Valentine's Day really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Shipped with your Shari's berries at no extra charge. Do what I did. You go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone, right? Enter the code Piscopo, all right? And you'll be able to get this great deal. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. You got to do it right now. Berries.com, code Piscopo.
Tonight, the Butler Bulldogs are in Carnesecca Arena to take on the St. John's Red Storm. Coverage begins with a pregame show at 8:10, tip-off at 8:30. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Hello, Joe on the radio. Great to have you. I'm just playing with my new headphones. I like the new headphones. They're up. Very, very nice. Thank you. Bernie Kerik is standing by. I wanted to tell you about Mike Lindell, if I can, for a second, at 741 with Joe on the radio. He's got the MyPillow 4-pack. This is great from Mike Lindell. He loves you. This is a great guy, by the way. And he loves you for listening to AM 970. Why? Because you buy the pillows and you're very loyal to him. He's loyal back. Mike Lindell is giving you 50% off on two premium MyPillows along with two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. Are you kidding me? And you got to try the MyPillow. The MyPillow 4-pack offer, over 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. I told you I got a mattress topper for my cousin Paulie, because Paulie is Paulie Pillow, and he's always giving us pillows, and he's such a good cousin. I said, I'm going to buy Paulie the mattress topper. I got the mattress topper. It's so easy online at MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And I put my discount in. I put the code in, AM970. I got a great discount. You could do the same. And the way to start with my pillow is this 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows with the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. See, you got nothing to lose with Mike's four-pack offer. Here, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. But just remember this. It'll be easier, and you're going to love it. The website is so easy, and you get this great deal from Mr. Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 742 on AM 970, The Answer. Commissioner Bernard Kerik, former NYPD commissioner. Commissioner, thank you for joining us this early in the morning. I know you're in Washington, D.C. You were at the White House yesterday, Bernie, is that right?
I was not at the White House yesterday. I was with Armstrong Williams yesterday. We did a couple shows down here on criminal justice and, sort of a pre-K to the prison pipeline in urban America, and it went really well. I like Armstrong a lot. Great guy. has a huge following, and I think he can make a big difference. So now I have to get on a train, and I hear that it's going to be snowing this morning, and I'm praying I don't get stuck down here.
Yeah.
So,
Bernie, anyway. You know what was great, Commissioner? We talked about it off air earlier in the week. It's great that you were you were instrumental with this first step situation that President Trump done. Why is he not getting the credit that you brought forth to the president, Bernie Kerik? You know, why is the president not getting the credit that he deserves for really bringing forth prison reform, sir?
Well, nobody wants to talk about it. The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it. And honestly, Joe, and you know this, I worked with the Obama administration for 3 years prior to President Trump getting elected. And President Obama tried to get it done, could not get it done, couldn't get a bill passed.
Wow.
And in all honesty, when Trump got elected, people said to me, it's never going to happen. Now it's definitely never going to happen. You're never going to get it done. And he got it done. But I think it's a matter of leadership. You know, he put Jared Kushner in full throttle forward, and you know, and it worked. So, you know, now you got to keep moving. You got to, you know, go on to the second step.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of stuff that has to be done yet, and I think they'll work on it.
Bernie, you know, I know, you know, you're a cop's cop. I always say that, and I see how other police officers react to you. When I talk with them, when we walk together, how they revere you. And we've talked about this before, but I don't think enough. And we're seeing these police officers shot all over the country, from California to Wisconsin. Statistically, is there actually an uptick in police officers being shot, or does it just seem that way, sir?
Well, right now, it's about the same as last year. But the numbers are still high. And this is a result of this anti-cop rhetoric.
Yeah.
The stuff that's gone over the last few years, you know, and the cops out there just have to be careful. I mean, really careful. You know, it's a bad, bad circumstance when you have guys, a lot of people just being attacked for no reason. You know, it's a bad time.
But when you started out, did you almost have to wear a complete flak jacket and everything else? When you go for a domestic violence call, for example, you don't know what you're facing. It wasn't that bad when you came up, correct?
Yeah. You know what, Joe? It's always, I think that's the thing. Now we get more coverage. Now you have social media. Now you have a thousand different news networks.
Yeah.
You hear about it more. The bottom line is policing is a dangerous job, and it's not just a domestic violence call. It's not just a car stop. It's not just anything. Anytime you're in uniform, anytime you are identified as a police officer, it's two things you have to have on. You have to have on a vest, and you have to have on a gun. Don't go out there and promote yourself as a cop when you're not armed. One of the problems I had with the Baltimore school system, where they said, you know, if you're a cop and you come into the school, you have to disarm before you come in. That's stupidity. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's the way the world works right now.
I don't know how you did it, Bernard Kerik. I mean, you know, you see what you hear about Bill Bratton, great commissioners like yourself, Ray Kelly, Commissioner O'Neill doing such a great job. But I remember, Bernie, you were working, and I sometimes, you know, I talked to some of the cops that were around back in the day when I started doing comedy. This city was dangerous, man. And you were a cop back then, Bernie, right? In the streets, in the...
Joe, when you started doing comedy, I don't think I was born. So
I knew you would go there, man. I knew you would go there.
I'm just saying.
I remember me and Eddie Cantor on the street, Bernie. We were together. It was Jerry Lewis, Martin. Yeah. No, but it was so, we couldn't walk together on the streets. And it was so dangerous back then. But your point is well taken. I wonder if it is the social media that we see more of it. You know, it's just something.
Well, Joe, forget the social media. I mean, you have 1,000 different news networks out there now.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's focused on the main ones, right?
Yeah.
You got Fox and CNN and MSNBC, NBC, ABC. Okay. Besides that, you have probably another 1,000 different news elements out there.
Yeah.
It's capturing the news, promoting the news.
Yeah.
And, you know, we see a lot more stuff going on than we did before.
Hey, and you're down in D.C. there. And now, how concerning is it? I have to talk to you because I'm worried about this anti-Semitic rise that I hear about. And that's always been on the fringes of both parties. That seems now to be increasingly mainstream among congressional Democrats, Bernie Kerik. How concerning is that to you, sir?
Listen, Joe, it should be extremely concerning to anyone. Two, you have people in Congress right now, especially there are two members of Congress, these new members of Congress.
Omar Tlaib, right?
That are, right, anti-Semitic, super pro-radical views. You know, when you have a congresswoman that sends a letter to a federal judge calling for leniency on a convicted terrorist, okay, I have like a major problem with that. Like a major, major problem. Somebody should be looking at this woman. And, you know, they're all scared to death to go around her because of, you know, she's a female, she's a Muslim, she's, you know, I'm telling you, there's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, you're a congresswoman. You're a member of Congress. You're sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and you're promoting views that are completely anti-American, anti-Constitution. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. And nobody's, you know, people are so politically correct, they don't want to go near it.
Well, hopefully they'll come around. Bernie, before we let you go, give us an update, if you would, about this Green Beret officer, Matthew Goldstein. What's going on with that, Bernie?
You know what, Joe? It's not just Matt Goldstein. You have Matt Goldstein. You have Eddie Gallagher. Eddie Gallagher is a Navy SEAL. Both of these guys are charged with murder of terrorists, bad terrorists. And I think the president has to, or somebody in the White House, or somebody at DOD, the Secretary of Defense, somebody's got to look at the military justice system and look at these kinds of cases. We hire these guys, we train them, we give them the best training in the world to go do what? To kill terrorists. In the world we live in today, go there, kill terrorists. Yeah, they go there, they kill terrorists, and then they get charged with war crimes, and they get charged with murder, and they, you know.
Yeah.
I think this stuff has to be looked at because, you know, the recruitment of people in the special operations community, it's going to be a problem if these guys have to be afraid of doing their job.
Yeah.
And Mike Goldstein, Eddie Gallagher, and there's a few others. Somebody's got to look at these cases. I'm urging the president and the Secretary of Defense to do that.
Commissioner Kerik, hero from 9/11, ran Rikers like no one else ran Rikers.
Hey,
Commissioner,
Joe,
yes,
Joe,
sir.
Hold on, Joe.
Uh-oh, what?
Where's Italy? Italy? Where's Michaels?
Michaels?
I know Frank don't want me to talk about it, but, you know, we haven't gone to Michaels.
We're going to put the date down. We're going to put the date down. And you go to Italy with us? Well, I'd feel safe with Bernie Kerik with me in Italy. That would be great, right?
You take me instead of the date. I want to go.
All right, Commissioner, you got it, man. Thank you, Bernie Kerik. Travel safe. And thanks for joining us always. Bernie Kerik right there, 752. We got to put Michaels together, Frankie. The commissioner is right. Debbie's on the roads for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Help. You've got your partner right there, Bernie. You'll be protected too,
My date, Commissioner Kerik. All right.
You'll be so safe with Bernie there. So safe. Nothing to worry about. Good morning, Joe. Alternate side. Parking rules are suspended citywide for Lincoln's birthday. Metered parking rules in effect. FDR Drive south of 116th Street. They just cleaned up an accident. Traffic is really light this morning. A lot of people stayed home because of the storm that's on the way. LIE westbound slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down through Hillside Ave. And you're kind of busy still on the Grand Central Parkway West getting right out toward LaGuardia Airport. Inbound GWB very light this morning. No problems at the Lincoln. Holland Tunnel, that's only 5 minutes getting it to town. Very rare. Let's go over to the Newark Bay Extension eastbound. Just a brake check heading out toward 14C. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to Route 1. Route 1 northbound slowing down by Henderson Road, getting up through South Brunswick. And if you're heading to the southbound thruway, nice ride down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Taconic has some ongoing construction getting out through that Red Hook area as well. Again, alternate side parking suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Over the last few weeks, we've seen the stock market experience some pretty extreme swings. It's enough to make your stomach turn. You might want to consider adding gold to your investment portfolio. Even the mega billionaire investor Sam Zell, in a recent interview with Bloomberg, said that for the first time in his life, he's made a significant investment in gold. Now, my friends at Noble Gold can help you do just that by starting a gold IRA with you or a 401k and get a big tax break. Learn how you can protect your retirement from another 2008 financial meltdown and add gold to your portfolio. Call my friends at Noble Gold. Here's the number, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. They'll be happy to send you a free investor's guide. Learn how to protect your retirement from a stock market collapse. Stop the worrying. Call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. Or online, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's Noble, N-O-B-L-E. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Joe Lumberg coming up with all the weather momentarily. I would like to tell you about the Bergen Jewish Chapel, if I can. Since 1906, the Lieber family has been serving New Jersey residents from Hudson and Bergen County by offering expert caring services for families suffering the loss of a loved one. The father-son team of Dan and Matt Lieber are the fourth and fifth generations to carry on the family tradition through the Volk Lieber Funeral Home in Teaneck in Oradell, New Jersey, and the Barrett Funeral Home in Tenafly, New Jersey. Respecting and understanding the Jewish funeral traditions, the Lieber family created Bergen Jewish Chapel, an online funeral arrangement resource with the goal of alleviating a family's stress and burden while dealing with end-of-life issues, right? You go online to BergenJewishChapel.com. There you'll be given the information you'll need before you actually need it. Eliminate the burden of a face-to-face meeting at a funeral home location while still benefiting from their personal attention. For full disclosure of services, merchandise, and costs, go to, please, BergenJewishChapel.com. That's BergenJewishChapel.com. Services are available through any of the 3 conveniently located Lieber-owned facilities. Once again, go to BergenJewishChapel.com or call 201-261-2900. 201-261-2900.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg's our marathon man, meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, give it to us, buddy. A good morning to you. How are we doing snow-wise, my friend?
It's about to start here within the next 30 minutes, I think, in the city. So it's snowing now in some of the western suburbs. Snow's going to last for a few hours, then it'll mix with sleet. Then it'll go over to freezing rain and then plain rain in the city and along the coast, but still 1 to as much as 3 inches of accumulation before that changeover. It's going to be very slippery through most of the day, And then overnight tonight, rain in the city and along the coast out on the island. It'll be some freezing rain in the northern and northwest suburbs, especially beyond 287. Just going to be real messy to drive around through there overnight. And then it all goes away tomorrow with some sunshine returning and a gusty wind into the low 40s.
And I'm seeing overnight, Joe Lumberg, it's going to be rain comes in, maybe wash away the snow kind of thing tonight.
In the city and along the coast, yep. But in the interior, I just don't know that it ever gets above freezing until after the storm ends.
You know, the kids already, they got off. It's crazy out there in the boondocks. Isn't that some? Joe, you look stellar. Al could not take his eyes off of you and your Speedo on screen that Matt Zambolin just put up. We love it. You keep those pictures coming, Joe, would you please? You're gonna be like a sex symbol, Lumberg. What am I telling you, buddy? Look at you. He laughed. Joe, thank you. Great breakdown of the weather. He's such a good guy, man. Hey, 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Big announcement coming up. Now, listen, Mike Gallagher is joining us. Chef David Burke. Eileen Fisher is going to help me with my relationship life. That'll work out great. The great Rod Gilbert. But coming up at 8 o'clock, a special announcement from Steve Perillo. Please come right back. Thanks for listening.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.